Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey, you guys. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast. For those of you that are regular listeners, I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for just all the blessings that you guys give me and all the DMs that I receive, all the emails I get, all the reviews I get on iTunes. I just wanted to give you a quick shout out and just tell you how grateful I am, because it's things like that that really keep me going with this podcast and just gives me that encouragement to continue and just know that I'm making so many shifts and just blessing so many lives. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm so grateful. I'm not gonna cry. Not crying. I'm totally crying. But I'm so grateful for you guys. So thank you so much. And without further ado, let's begin today's episode. So today's episode is going to be talking about how to overcome burnout as your business grows, which is a really popular topic. Apparently, you guys really love when I talk about burnout. That seems to be the most popular episodes on this podcast, is anytime we talk about burnout. So let's dig deeper into that today, because a lot of you are in that season in your business where you've figured your business out and now you're ready to grow and you're ready to expand and you're ready to scale. But with doing that, you have to do it in a way that is going to help you with not only growing your business further, but take care of you and be able to have that time management, set realistic goals, and just there's so many things that come with expanding your business while creating those boundaries to prevent that burnout. So we are going to cover quite a bit in today's episode. I'm going to make it as short and sweet as I possibly can while just providing an insane amount of value as I can, because you guys know I love to create these short bite-sized episodes, because with me, I don't like listening to long episodes. I lose my attention span so fast. So I'm very grateful that you guys listen to my like 15-minute long episodes. To me, that's a long episode. So, all right, let's do this. So before we start, I just wanted to just gather here today and just say a short, sweet little prayer just to start our episode and give us that blessing and just enter. Allow the Holy Spirit just to lead us and guide us in this episode and just bring him into this. So, all right, let's begin. All right, so dear Father, bless our entrepreneurial path with strength and courage as we pursue these big goals, striving to create a legacy and pursue our God-given purpose. Father, I just pray that you just continue to guide us and lead us. Father, I pray that you grant us steadiness in these uncertain times and vision within all that we are doing, and just redirecting our steps and guiding us towards the next steps that you would like us to do. I pray that you allow us to embrace failure within the lesson, embrace the lessons within failures that we are going to have along our journey, because it's a roller coaster. It's an up and down journey. And I pray that we are just continue to allow ourselves to gain that creativity and just continue to pursue what it is that you want us to be doing, Father. I pray that you fill our hearts with compassion, care for our team and our clients. I pray for clarity within our decisions so that we can continue to create that thriving business structure that is centered around you, Father. That is the most important part, is that we are continuing to center our business around you and that we allow you to guide us and lead us towards the next steps within our purpose. Father, I pray that you help us find balance amidst toil and rest and with gratitude and blessings. Father, I just pray that you just lead us and guide us in this episode as well, Father. So in Jesus' name, amen. All right. Oh, I want to pray more on these episodes. I really do. So I need that reminder to continue to pray, because I pray on my own, but I always forget to pray with you guys. And I feel like that's so powerful when we can pray together. I know when I listen to podcast episodes and I hear someone pray, I'm like, oh, I felt that. That felt so good. All right, so let's begin, you guys. Okay, so one of the big things when you are growing your business is you're going to have to realize that you're not doing this on your own anymore. You are only one person, and God has blessed you and equipped you with the skills and abilities to only do specific things. What you are gifted in is something that someone else needs help with. And it's the same with your business. The things that you are gifted and blessed in, that you're really, really good at and you just thrive in and you love doing, is something that someone else needs in their life, that they hate it. They don't like doing it. And you need to realize that when you start to grow a business, you need to start growing that team as well. Whether that's, you know, hiring a contractor within your business, or it's just simply delegating a few responsibilities here and there, you have to understand that you're going to have to be open to building a team and delegating those responsibilities out. And I will tell you, you guys, I really struggled with this when I was growing my business, because I am that person where I want to do it all. I want to do it all. I know I can do it all. I can wear all the hats. And I'm a very, very, very fast learner. So, I mean, like, I built a website learning code overnight, because I'm like, I got this, I can do it, it's gonna happen, and went into like hyper focus mode. Overnight, I built this like insane website, and I was so proud of myself. And I knew that if I delegated those responsibilities out, I wouldn't have that feeling of gratification. But here's the thing. By learning that skill, it took away the time of doing things that I was really good at. So when you are growing your business, you need to realize that, yes, you can do all the things. You absolutely can. But it's going to slow down your business growth. So that is something that, in order to overcome that burnout, you're going to have to delegate those responsibilities out. You're going to have to be able to seek support. Talk to mentors, join support groups, join some type of, I can't even think of the word. What is the word I'm looking for? Not mentorship. I don't know. When you have like it starts with an M. I can't think of the word. Oh man, I think I need some coffee. Hey, the mail lady's here. I wonder if my package is here. Okay, back on track. Anyways, so you want to have that support, okay? So delegate those responsibilities. Make sure someone is there supporting you in your business and helping you take on that extra responsibility, so you have more time and energy to focus on the things that you're really, really good at. So the other thing is time management. Make sure that you are focusing on those high priority tasks and you're eliminating those time wasting activities, because let's be honest, there is a lot of time wasting activities. Netflix, doing work while you're watching Netflix. I know that was mine. I was so bad at that. But you want to focus on those high priority tasks, and those are the activities that are going to provide you with those clients, provide you with that income. It's something that is an income generating activity, as I like to say. So make sure you know what those are and you're doing those. And the stuff that really doesn't matter, that isn't going to generate that income, delegate that out. You know, maybe that's so, maybe you need to hire a social media manager who just does all your social media, responds to notifications, responds to messages, sends out the emails, schedules the email. Like, figure out what stuff you enjoy doing, figure out what you're good at, and eliminate those activities that you just don't enjoy doing. They're wasting your time. They're taking time away from the things that you're really, really good at. Figure those out. And then within time management also, make sure that I loved when I learned this. So I'm not sure exactly what it's actually called, but you're basically figure out when you work best with certain activities. So in the morning, I found out I worked best with all my administration, all my back end stuff. I loved my, like, not creating content in the morning. I hated doing that. That's like more of an evening thing for me. My creative brain comes out at night, whereas in the morning, my like type A, gotta get it done type personality comes out. And I also found out that I love to connect with people in the morning. I love to start my morning with connection. And the reason I mention this is because when you start focusing on when you are good at certain activities, and this is going to be like with everyone, every single person, their brain works like this. You are either a morning person, you're an evening person, you're an afternoon person. Even when it comes to cleaning my house, like I can't clean my house during the day. I can't. I can pick up a few things here and there, but like to full on clean my house, it is a morning thing or a like right before bedtime thing. Like there's certain times of the day that you are better at doing certain activities. So what I would recommend doing, what I would love for you to take away from like the time management section within overcoming burnout, is spend a few days, literally grab a journal, grab a pen, and write down to the minute, to the hour, what it is that you are doing. And if you notice that you are responding to, say, like 10 emails and it takes you an hour to do, that might not be the best time to be doing it. So go through what you're doing and the things that took you the longest, go through it the next day and like highlight those within your entries and go, okay, why did this take me so long to do? Why did this take me that long to do? It shouldn't take me that long to do. And then really assess that and go, maybe that's not the best time to be doing that activity. Anyways, so time management, we're going to move on from that. Other thing is learn to say no. You have to learn what your best yes is and avoid overcommitting and taking on too many tasks. You have to learn to just politely decline any additional responsibilities when they're not necessary. And I'm not really going to dive deeper into that because that's pretty self-explanatory. You know when you're taking on too much. You know when you get overwhelmed. You know when you're starting to feel that burnout. And a lot of it is from taking on way too much commitments and overcommitting yourself and just trying to do too many things at once. That is especially important with learning to say no. And when you do have those too many tasks, delegate those out, you guys. Delegate. All right, what's the other thing I can mention? Celebrate your achievements as you're growing and expanding. Go back to the beginning from when you started and recognize your success, both big and small. Reward yourself, and especially if you have a team, reward your team and celebrate with your team for reaching those milestones because you've come a long way. And if we don't take the time to acknowledge and slow down and celebrate those, we're going to take everything for granted that we do achieve. If I look back on when I got my first client and she was like, I think my first client I got was a $250 client. And it was like, work with me for $250 for a month, I think is what it was. Month? Yeah. No. It was $250 for 3 months. That's what it was. So she hired me for $250 for 3 months, and looking back on that, I'm like, man, no wonder I burned out so much. I was, wow. Like, celebrate those achievements. Celebrate everything you possibly can. Just look back and go, holy man, I've come a long ways. Because you have. You've come so far. And I want to tell you right now, I don't know your journey, but I am proud of you. I am so proud of you. And I mean, I know that a lot of people don't say that enough to you, is that I'm proud of you. You're doing an amazing job, and keep going. Do not give up on yourself. Do not give up on your dreams, because this is your God-given purpose and you are doing a phenomenal job. So keep going. No matter how hard it gets, keep going, and know that I'm very proud of you. All right. So next one is Start streamlining your business. Figure out your processes. And one thing that I found worked for me when I was doing this, because when people say like, oh, what are your daily tasks for the day? A lot of the times, if you don't know what they are, it's because you're not tracking what you're doing. So start tracking those activities. Figure out what it is that you do in the morning, in the afternoon, when you open your computer for the workday. What is it that you are doing? Write those things down. When you were doing a task, and this is great for when you in the long-term game plan to hire an assistant, hire a VA, an online business manager, whatever you want to call it. When you start hiring that help for your team, this is going to help you in when you get to that point in your business. But have a screen recorder on your computer, and as you are doing something, record it and save that video somewhere, because that's going to help you down the road. You are going to be able to look back on those videos and upload them and save them and give them to that support that you just hired and go, this is how I did it. Rather than having to explain to them or re-record a video, you already have it. Look at you go. That is amazing. You've already done it. You've already streamlined the process and given it to them. That is amazing. So when you are creating those processes, write them down, record them if you can, save them somewhere and keep them. So this is my, you know, client management system. This is my onboarding system. This is my offboarding system. Record what you're doing, and you're going to have better workflow management because you have these systems already set up. And now that you have those systems set up and you know what they are, you can actually streamline it and automate those processes. You can automate those. And if you don't know about the software called Zapier or Zapier, I don't know how you say it. How do you say it? Zapier or Zapier? It is incredible. It is incredible, you guys. You can do so many things with that software. It's insane. And they're constantly updating it and adding new systems as new programs come out. So definitely check that out. If you have your tasks and you know your workflows, look into how you can automate it. And if you don't know how to automate it, hire an assistant to do it for you. And it's a once and done investment. It's a business write-off, and you have so much time taken off of your plate. Your onboarding system, you can fully automate that. Your offboarding system, you can fully automate that too. There's so many things that you can do that you're able to automate. It's insane how much time we are wasting manually doing everything. I truly believe, as a business owner, and I mean, I've been in online industry for like 10 plus years, I truly believe from like my experiences and my mistakes, you should only have to do a task once, and then you should be able to automate it. Do it once, automate it. Let it work for you. If you find out that didn't work, okay, cancel the automation, try something different. You do it again, automate it. Like, do it once. Stop working so hard that you're burning yourself out. Start learning how to streamline your processes and set up those workflows. All right, so really the other thing that I wanted to talk about on this episode is pretty self-explanatory. Practice mindfulness and self-care and being able to just prioritize that self-care. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. Exercise regularly, which really I need to work on a lot myself. So, I mean, no shame there. Even if it's like a short walk around the block, prioritize that daily. Get out, get that fresh air. Maintain that healthy diet. I mean, our business is only as successful and as like good as we are. Like what is that quote? Why can't I remember that quote? Man, I gotta write these things down, you guys. But like your outer environment is only as good as your inner environment. We'll just say that. It's something along those lines. Your outer environment is like a version of your inner environment. So if your business isn't doing good, it's not thriving in the moment, look inward. Look at how you're feeling. Look at, are you overwhelmed? Are you stressed? Are you angry? Are you frustrated? Look inward and see how that is. and take that time to relax, enjoy your hobbies, find more activities that you enjoy that maybe you want to learn to do. And you'd be surprised at how much that's going to shift your business for just being successful. Because I will tell you here, April 2021 or 2020, I can't remember, I had the most successful month in my business that I have ever had to date. And I worked a total of 2 weeks, not because I wanted to, not because I'd planned to, but I was, the month before, I was so overwhelmed, I was stressed, I was burnt out, I was not taking that time to myself, and I was not learning to say no to things. I did not have, oh no, I did have support at the time, and they basically told me, take time off. And I did not listen. I just work. I'm a little bit of a workaholic, still working on that. But I took that time away because it was my birthday, which I did promise myself, okay, I'm going to take a week off for my birthday. I'm not working the week of my birthday. So I did have that. But so that's 1 week. Oh no, I only worked 1 week that month because I took 1 week off for my birthday. And then 2 weeks I took off because I had a kidney infection. So I was, if you've ever had a kidney infection, oh man, they hurt. So God was like, yo, hey there, girl, you need time off. You need to relax. You need to rest. So you're not listening to me. So I'm just going to, you know, just nudge a little kidney infection your way. So you have to rest. You have no choice but to rest. So that was my most successful month. And like I said, I rested basically the entire month. And I had my most profitable month ever. Like, it was insane, you guys. So point of the story is that when you have those, that team, you have the support, you're prioritizing your self-care, you have your business streamlined, because I already had all my processes set up when I took this break. So everything was working in the background for me. I had everything scheduled. I had my emails scheduled. I had my social media scheduled. I had autoresponders set up. I had my onboarding set up. Like, everything was set up for me. So it did the work in the background while I was taking that rest, while I was taking that break, while I was relaxing and recharging. Well, I wouldn't say relaxing and recharging because, you know, I had a kidney infection, but the week of my birthday, I was relaxing. So anyways, that is what I have for you today. It was a really long episode, but I mean, I have a lot to say about this topic, and it's a really popular topic. You guys just love when I talk about burnout, and you love when I share my stories about burnout, because I've done a lot of burnout in my business. Oh my goodness. And by the way, if you have not read the book, Choose Your Best Yes, I highly recommend checking that book out because it was life-changing for me. That is really where I started my personal development journey of learning to choose my best yes and learning to focus on me, learning to say no to people, setting up those personal boundaries. So if you struggle with setting boundaries and saying no to people, go check out that book. You can thank me later. But anyways, I'm going to hop off this episode because it has been a very, very long episode. I'm pretty sure this is the longest episode that we have had in this podcast to date. So on that note, I love you. God bless you. Thank you for listening, and I will see you around for our next episode. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.